Welcome to the town hall on October 4th for the fellowship group voting. Note for everyone, we are recording. So if you do speak, it will be on the recording. So please keep that in mind. And we're going to open up the meeting and Cos is going to start us off. Cos, would you like to lead the introduction of this town hall? And Brad, you're going to screen share the agenda.
Okay, I'm in a very unusual location for me, so if there should be technical glitches, I seek everyone's forgiveness and understanding. So let me open this meeting today with the Serenity Prayer, and I'll start with the traditional. Higher Power, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So welcome to the town hall for the fellowship group vote. We hope this will provide instruction on how the vote is going to take place and on how individual groups can come to a decision about how they wish to vote. So if I could, are there folks here who have the reading and from the agenda available? If they are, would someone volunteer to read Tradition 1 with the meditation? Otherwise, I'll do that.
We'll just need to see someone raise a hand, please. And if you've never been to a town hall, please raise a hand. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Amy's hand is up.
Amy's hand.
Thank you. Okay, Amy, go right ahead.
Great. Yeah. Tradition 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on ACA unity. Meditation. Higher Power, I am your trusted servant, seeking to support my ACA group and its primary purpose. Please remind me that the life of my program and my own recovery depends upon my willingness to put the group's welfare above my own will. Help me to recognize unity.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Can someone take a look at, and if the screen sharer would be so kind, to move on down to Tradition 2 and the meditation. Could someone please volunteer to read that? I see Mary. Thank you.
Tradition 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Meditation. Higher Power, I understand that you make your voice heard in a group conscience. I ask you to remind me that the life of my program and, therefore, my own recovery depends upon my willingness to put the group's welfare above my own will. Where I disagree with the common view of my fellows in service, allow me to state my case honestly and respectfully. Allow me to listen to and consider the views of others. May I state my view and support all group decisions, including the ones I might disagree with. Your will, not mine, be done. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And now I would like to call on someone to read the Concept 1. So that's much shorter. I don't see any hands.
Okay.
I'll do it. Carolyn. No, we have
Carolyn. Yes, Carolyn, please. Thank you so much.
Sure. Concept 1, the final responsibility and the ultimate authority for ACA World Services should always reside in the collective conscience of our whole fellowship.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I will continue asking for volunteers. Please, someone read the meeting protocol, which ends at the bottom of that page one.
Abby's hands up.
Abby, please go ahead.
Meeting protocol. This is a business meeting. We ask that everyone keeps their microphones muted unless called on to speak and stay focused on each agenda item. There will be time for questions and comments after each section. Disruptions will be muted to ensure the meeting stays on track and remains respectful to all participants.
Thank you very much. Would someone volunteer to read the diversity statement? I don't see any
I'll
hands at
do
the
it.
moment.
I'll do
Oh,
it. Mary Jo.
I don't see it, but Mary Jo, go ahead.
I didn't raise my official hand. ACA is an inclusive organization and open to all affected by family dysfunction. We strive to create an atmosphere that reflects the diverse communities we serve and where everyone feels empowered to be their full, authentic selves.
Thank you so much. And I'll go ahead and repeat the notice that the audio recordings of this meeting will be posted on the WSO website. Please be aware of this if you choose to speak during today's call. And just for my convenience, please raise your official hand because I cannot see much of the Zoom screen and as I'm focusing on the documents. So,
Ben has his hand raised.
Marty's hand's raised
okay.
first.
Oh, I thought you just wanted us to raise our hands to show we heard you. Never mind. I don't have
Oh,
anything. Never mind. Good.
thank you,
Obvious.
Ben. I appreciate that
Morning,
so
everyone.
much.
Good morning. And Marty's hand's up. I'm not sure to read the health and safety statement. I'm not sure if we did that. And Mary Jo's hand's up. Oh, it's off now.
I'm Marty, and I'll read the health and safety statement.
Hey, thank you very much, Marty.
ACAWSO is committed to the health and safety of all who are choosing to be in service within the fellowship. This is a shared responsibility. Our service experience is affected by our personal recovery and by our commitment to Tradition One, unity. With this cooperative approach, we prioritize the health and safety of our committee and ourselves.
Thank you very much. And pardon me for skipping right over that. Okay. As I mentioned, the purpose is to answer any questions about the fellowship group vote, the process, and how to conduct an effective group conscience. And I'll just introduce, I am Kaz. And Sue V and I, along with Ken R, will be supporting the meeting today. Tech host is Mary Jo and Brad L, our indefatigable technician leader. And the point of safety is Marty. And timekeepers are Carol Ann and let's see, that one is for the evening and Mary Jo. All right.
I think cause we changed it just before. We've got Carol Ann.
Oh, well, that's...
For individual time, and Ken will do the section time.
Okay, sorry. All right, so at this time, let me switch over to the PowerPoint. And Sue is going to be walking through the PowerPoint about the meeting. Thank you.
Yeah, just before that, cause Mary Jo's got her hand up, and I just want to make a note about the Zoom chat. Mary Jo?
I want to clarify whether people are able to mute and unmute themselves or whether we are doing that.
I think let's try that everybody be self-responsible and keep yourself muted so we don't have a lot of background noises. And I would suggest that if we start to hear background noises that are coming in, Mary Jo, just please mute everyone and we'll all understand that. And then we'll unmute everybody when they raise their hand to talk and question and answer.
Okay, thank you. And Laura will be lowering hands if they're up too long.
Okay. All right. So just a reminder, Just a reminder for everyone, please stay muted while we're doing this so that we can keep the background noise to a minimum. And participants' introductions, you're all renaming yourself. Beautiful. Thank you. And also, can you add to the Zoom chat, because we'd like to keep a record of how many groups are actually attending, if you can. So if you can put your WSO registration group number there, if you know it, if you don't, a name would be great. And if you're a delegate, we'd like to know that too. And your first name and where you're from, country, state, or province. And if you could put that in the chat, it would be really helpful for all of us. But we're also keeping demographic data on the fellowship group voting process. So this will really help us. I'm Sue V, grateful and hopeful adult child from Toronto, Canada. And I am a trustee as well. I'm going to lead us for the section time is 10 minutes, if it takes that time. And then we're going to open it up for question and answer. Brad L, if you can screen share the PowerPoint we have set up for today. Thank you so much. So this is October 4th. The presentation will be the same today, as well as at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're doing two time zones to reach the entire world, as we all know. Next slide. The purpose of the session, as Kaz said, we're here to provide information and answer questions about the voting process for the proposed new ACA name, which is Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families, ACAD. We're going to discuss how to conduct an effective group conscience with voting and minority opinion. And just to let you know, we're going to have a very fun video skit role play on how to have this in a meeting with animated characters. So stay tuned. We're not here, however, to debate specific names or the approved motion. We're here to support groups in the new fellowship group voting process, and we're giving them all the information they need in order to make those discussions happen and vote. What is a fellowship group vote? Just in case anyone is not familiar, this is a vote across all registered meetings, intergroups, and regions that was initiated by a conference, ABC, approved motion. For the record, 2,545 groups are registered to vote. We're keeping track of all the numbers and the demographics. This is guided by concept one. We just talked about the final responsibility and the ultimate authority for ACA World Services should always reside in the collective conscience of the whole fellowship. Next slide. There's a lot here, and we have shown this slide many times. Today, what is relevant? It's the yellow. Each register group has one vote with a unique link for voting, and that has been sent out. Groups will be given a minimum of 4 months to vote, so there's no stress here. We've got 4 months. It goes from October 1st to January 31st of 2026. Each vote will include a section for groups to share their reasons for why they voted, one way or the other, and also why, perhaps, if they have a minority opinion in their group, what that minority opinion might be. We also will post the results 2 weeks after the voting to let everyone know what the results are. And we have committed to bringing the voting results and the next steps to the 2026 ABC agenda. Next slide. Voting period, October 1st to January 31st of next year, length 4 months. We just said everyone has a unique code. Each group has three contacts, and those contacts have been given the code and asked for a business meeting to be planned so they can have a discussion and a vote. A group can change their vote before the closing of January 31st, 2026. And if they vote now and then 2 months later they change their mind, they can do so, but it has to be done prior to January 31st. Next slide. So what are we doing? It's this fellowship group vote, proposed name change from Adult Children of Alcoholics, ACA, to Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families, ACAD. So the questions we've said, it'll be yes, it'll be no, it'll be abstain. Those are mandatory. Two, optional. Please share with us why your group decided to vote this way. Three, optional. If your group did not have unanimous agreement, can you enter the reasoning for those who had a minority opinion? All of this data, quantitative and qualitative, will be summarized in a report for the fellowship to know, as well as to be presented at the 2026 ABC. Next slide. We have the fellowship group voting website. Many of you are familiar. If you're not, I wish you to click on it. Brad is going to click on it for a quick second because I want you to see it. And this is very important. If you can make it just a little bigger, I'm getting older, Brad, and it's too small for me. Thank you. So this is the fellowship group voting page. The link is in the presentation. You can see at the top, maybe just make it a little bigger. I'm going to get my glasses. Yeah, that's better. We have the motion. We have the notice. We've got letters. All the letters we're sending out, the flyer that we have, and holding a group conscience. We see this as an opportunity to develop healthy group consciences and voting in all of our groups, because our groups are precious. And we know that sometimes groups can fall apart because of tradition issues and group conscience issues. So this will be an opportunity for us to learn more. Town halls, we've just talked about. And if you just scroll down slowly so people can see, information on what is a fellowship group, why it's important, what are the groups voting on for this one, who's voting, go down below. We've got a whole project plan for you with dates. It will be updated as we go along. We have an email. Many of you are emailing us, FGV, Fellowship Group Vote, it stands for, fgv@acawso.org. We've made it very easy. If you've got feedback for us, please let us know as well. But we're trying to make it easy for you to find information. So the town halls have a box, and the copy of this agenda and the PowerPoint and the recording will be in that box after this meeting. And 2025 ABC, all the information you need. You can see the previous, they were called quarterly delegates. They're now CBMs. All the previous voting results. And if you look at the bottom on the right-hand side, information about the name study, if you want to delve into that, 11,000 people were surveyed. All that information is there. Frequently asked questions. We have put down what we think the questions might be that might help your groups to understand about fellowship group voting and about what this vote is all about. And you can see the questions there. I won't go through them. Thank you. We're going to come back. I think that's it for that particular slide. Let's go back to the PowerPoint. And so you can see the email. And if you have IT, if you can go back for just a second, Brad, IT, if anyone's having problems or they're confused, ask here. But if you have a problem, we have an email. The IT manager will help you with this. Next slide. Next steps. Let us all encourage all of our groups to participate and vote in this momentous decision. A report, as we've said, is going to be posted. We have never had such a wonderful opportunity to come together as a unified world fellowship. Let's encourage everyone to participate in this and have all of our groups be voting. Let's see how many we can. We're going to be opening it up for question and answer in a moment. And we have the links for the fellowship group voting. And to make it easy for people, we've got the name study information. So there's a link there. And there's a beautiful presentation by the 2024 ABC that gives you a lot more details in a summary. Let's stop the screen share. Thank you, Brad. And I'd like to open it up to any questions or any comments about the technical aspects of the fellowship group voting and having a meeting. And then the next section is going to talk about how do you have a healthy discussion? How do you reach group consensus? How do you have voting and minority opinion? And we're going to have some fun. We've got animated characters. We're going to meet Pets International in the next section. This one right now is going to be about what questions do you have specifically for the fellowship group voting team here to help you help your groups. And start raising your hands. Love to hear from people who maybe this is their first time in the town hall for a fellowship group vote. Oh, we're doing such a great job. You don't have any questions for us.
There, David, looks like.
David, go ahead. And actually, we should say for questions, we're doing 1 minute, and that goes for the answer too, everybody. 1 minute for the answer, question and answer, and 30 seconds extra if there's language difficulties, and our timers will help us. David, go ahead.
Hi, forgive me. I, you know, can you Can you go over the first few pages of the PowerPoint? I don't see it anymore, and I feel like I blinked for a moment and I missed it. And that's kind of the basics of how this is going to work. So I'd appreciate it if you could go over that again.
All righty. Let us actually, we've got Amy as well. So let me hand on, let me see what Amy has. Oh, no, there's a few hands. Oh, there's
Yeah,
Renee.
there's several hands up, so I'll let you figure out how you want to deal with it.
Do you know what we can do, David, is Brad, can you screen share the first, I think it's the first two slides. I'm going to go on, David, and take the questions. Would that be okay with you? And then that gives you time. And keep your hand up and I'll come back to you. And that will keep us
Okay.
together. So that's a, that's a, the title. The next slide, purpose, is that the one you wanted? Because we're not.
Okay, well, no, go.
Keep going.
Okay.
Is that the slide you wanted?
No.
Next slide.
The conference. Okay, well, each registered group has one vote. So the that is with regardless of the size of the group. That
Correct.
is correct.
Yeah, that is
All
how we
right.
always do group voting. Go ahead.
So the process, if I may, is just that each group decides on a date and time when they will take a group of the group members, and then the group rep reports that back.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, you're number one, could you let us know, are you part of a group representing? Because I'm hearing that it might be helpful for everyone to hear that.
Okay, I'm a part of the Freedom to Be meeting in Fort Lauderdale. I don't have the group number.
That's okay. That's okay. So to answer your question, we have sent a letter, and have you received a copy of the letter? Because all contacts for the groups received a letter with detailed instructions on what you're asking. And
Okay, well, I apologize for that. I am not our group rep. He couldn't make it, and so. And so I'm sort of sitting in.
it's all perfect because Brad, can you just quickly screen share a picture's worth a thousand words? Can you quickly screen share the fellowship group vote page point, and you will see letters at the top. And then I'm going to move on and I'm going to let you read that while we move on with the other questions. You see letters to the fellowship, letters to the delegate. A copy has been posted on the website for that very reason. Sometimes people who are coming into the meeting are not the contacts of their groups.
Okay.
Thank you for your question. And if you have
All
more,
right, thank
you
you.
can line up.
And just to clarify, it's both letters to group registered group contacts.
Yes.
That's the primary letter. The secondary letter will has been sent out to delegates to the extent that delegates have been named and provided. Then there will be reminder letters that have been sent out as well. So
Okay.
a bunch of letters have gone out.
Thank you. Thank you, Cos. I want to watch our time. And in 5 minutes, we're going to have an exciting opening on our video, which you can't wait for. But I want to get to our questions. So let's go. William? And what
On the
group are you
voting link,
representing?
on the voting link. I'm assuming that it was sent to the group contact only because I received a letter and I didn't receive a voting link as a
Correct.
group delegate. Okay, thank you.
Correct. Only the group contacts have the unique code.
Thank
And
you.
only one of them will be going into the system. Thank you. And we have Robbie from New York. And what group are you from, Robbie?
Good morning. Thank you. I am a part of an intergroup. I am kind of the contact, the liaison for on Wednesday, big book meeting, big red book meeting. And so I was contacted by the contact of the intergroup person. He's the one who got the email and the letter and all that. I have a link. So, but okay. So my question has to do with the strategy of doing a group conscience. I've been in other 12-step fellowships, AA primarily, and I know that there is a protocol for how to do a group conscience. You know, you have three meetings, you talk about it, you set a date for a vote. Is that the protocol for this fellowship as well?
Absolutely. Each group is autonomous, of course, according to
tradition right.
four. We've asked each group to plan their meetings. It can be more than one meeting for them to discuss and vote. And you're going to find this next video very helpful because it's going to.
Can I find that information on this site that you gave us the link to? Okay, great. Thank you.
And contact FGV at ACAWSO, and Ken will post it in the chat here. And we'll answer your questions if you're still wondering.
Okay, thank you very
real
much.
Real quick, just to elaborate a bit, this is ACA's very first fellowship group vote. So it's not like we have an established protocol. We have learned as best we can from other 12-step groups. And if things don't go as completely smoothly as we would hope, it will be modified before we run another fellowship group vote. So we're going to do the very best we can.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Mary.
And in ACA, we have progress, not perfection. And we're just engaging everybody every step of the way. So thank you for coming today. And thank you, Cause. Mary?
Yes, excuse me. In my inner group and in my meeting that I represent, the main issue that comes up is the cost involved in making these changes. And every time they ask me the same thing, is it going to cost all this much money, $20,000 or whatever it is? And that's the only thing holding them back, really, so far in my discussions. Is there any place where that information can be posted so we can share it with our groups?
That is one of the frequently asked questions, the FAQ that you saw on the screen in on our website. What's the cost? And so it talks about that. And so please take a look at that.
Okay. So their concern is that there isn't enough money to cover it, and how long will it take to pay for it, and that kind of thing. Do they take, time's up. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. And just keep sending your delegates to the ABC. We're going to be talking to the delegates about whatever happens here as well. But contact FGV at ACAWSO if we can help you at all.
Thank you.
Marilyn, and we've got one more minute, but we're going to go a couple in minutes.
I have two questions. Does intergroup rep get a vote and all the meetings, or just the meetings?
Our program in ACA is that regions get a vote, intergroups get a vote, and all registered meetings get a vote. So
okay,
yes,
thank you.
You have a vote.
The other question is, can you just share the link and show how you vote? Like, have a visual of click this, do that, and vote here, like a visual for us to see what that looks like when we vote.
Okay. The questions we asked were there on the PowerPoint, which we can look at again. If you stay on after the meeting, some of us are going to be staying on. We can see if we can do that or not. Right now, we don't have a screenshot for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll do one more, and Josh, and then we're going to move on to the exciting video, and we're going to have another Q&A after that.
Sort of a procedural question. So I understand this is being sent out to all groups. I'm wondering, is there any sort of like quorum consideration? Like, I assume there's going to be an abstain option. Like, is there a minimum number of groups that we want to have submitted a vote to consider it legit? Or like, how are we thinking about that?
Thank you. Thank you for the question, Josh. This has been a question that we have been discussing with all of our delegates in several of the QDMs and ABCs. We are following the process as close as possible to the ballot proposals, BPCs. So there will be a yes, there will be a no, there will be an abstain. What we're doing in addition to provide more data for the fellowship and for the delegates to consider are qualitative ones, such as why did you vote the way you did? And what would you share about a minority opinion in your group, if that is? So we're going to summarize all that. You asked the question about quorum. We've never had a quorum in the BPC say that so many groups had to vote in order for a proposal to be added to the agenda. And that would have been in a charter. We don't have a quorum established yet for the fellowship group vote because we don't have a charter. So we're going to be bringing all of that information in real data to the 2026 ABC for the delegates to make their decisions on what's valid and what's not valid. In the meantime, we are going to do the best possible job we can with the tools and the policies we have in place. Thank you for your question. And we're going to move on next. And I'm going to introduce the next section. This is a group conscience skit. We're doing it like a fellowship group vote for international pets, but it's on their policies, not ours. But it could also be used in any decision that you're having difficulty making in your groups. This is a wonderful opportunity. So I'm not going to go into more of the intro because there's an intro in the actual recording. What I am going to say is that after the town halls, we're going to make sure the recording of the skit is available to all groups. So just bear with us technically as we make all of that happen. And in the meantime, Mary Jo, I believe, is going to be screen sharing. It is Mary Jo, what, 27 minutes, you said? So everyone get your popcorn out or your cup of tea.
Approximately. And then that, yes.
Okay. And then we're going to have a question and answer about how does this apply in real life in ACA. Mary Jo, I turn the next section over to you.
Okay. First of all, the animation was limited. We used avatars from Zoom. And when it was recorded, hands were raised as recording was done. But on the video, you can't see hands raised. So the only indication that someone has raised their hands is they moved to the top of the screen. There's position changes. And the other thing is our facilitator slash narrator will be in the lower right hand corner. It'll be the dog with the glasses and the book. And otherwise, frequently during the video, mouths are moving and so on and so forth. And it looks like somebody else is talking, but you'll figure it out. It's not perfect, but that's okay. So I'm going to pull that up and share my sound. And here we go.
Introduction. What you are going to hear in the following role play demonstration is how a group works through decision making to form a group conscience on several issues, and that they do this while keeping in mind how important it is to stick to the traditions. Here are the issues that will be demonstrated. Substantial unanimity versus simple majority, determining a time limit for shares, an attempt to make an amendment to the motion, discussion and voting, minority opinion, possible revoting based on the minority opinion, and reporting the outcome of the group conscience. Definitions of some of this terminology will be available in another document. Each group is different. Some are large and some are small. We know some groups are formal and some are informal. Any way your group takes a vote is good if it works for the group. We hope this will be helpful for all groups, but especially for those who do not usually do group conscience votes, and for groups where they may expect there to be disagreement. You may find tools here to learn how to do a group conscience in unity. This skit is intended to be a little bit humorous while it shows groups how to have an effective business meeting and take a group conscience vote while cooperating to maintain curiosity over criticism. This skit is not about the name change or any other particular vote, and it is not trying to influence the decision of anyone. It is about an imaginary situation with a fellowship that has a pet policy. For our pretend fellowship, we have a pet policy, and there is a motion to change it.
Thank you all for staying for this important group conscious business meeting. We will open with a serenity prayer. You may unmute. Prayer.
Higher power.
Power.
I cannot change.
Change the things.
Courage to change the one I can. The wisdom to know.
I'd like to read tradition two.
I think we hang on to this for now.
For Herd's purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving high power as expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted pet parents. They do not govern.
Thank you, Bruno. Can someone else please read the Tradition 2 meditation? Adam.
Higher power, I understand that you make your voice heard in group conscience. I ask you to remind me that the life of my fellowship and therefore my own recovery depends on my willingness to put the welfare of the group above my own. Where I disagree with the common view of others, in service, help me to state my thoughts honestly and respectfully. Help me to listen to and consider the group decisions, including the ones that I might disagree with. Your will, not mine, be done.
Thank you, Adam. We will start with a discussion about the purpose of this meeting and how we will form our group conscience. The delegates at the big annual pet conference approved a motion to change our pet policy to add a new playground. All registered groups now have the opportunity to decide whether or not to approve that change. This is our chance to be a part of the decision process. Just so we all know, if we are not able to complete everything today, we can schedule one or more follow-up meetings. Quinn?
I have a question. Will we decide our group conscience vote by simple majority, or will we use what I read about in our self-care book, substantial unanimity?
Good question, Quinn. For those not familiar with substantial unanimity, it means two-thirds or 66.7% of us would have to vote the same way for it to be our decision. Our group usually makes decisions based on a simple majority vote, which is anything more than half of us voting the same way. So this is our first decision, and remember, whatever we choose, every vote matters. So which guideline should we use this time? Simple majority or substantial unanimity? Quinn?
I make a motion to use two-thirds substantial unanimity, meaning the 66.7% for making this decision, because that would help make sure we really support our group vote.
Thank you. Do we have a second motion? Bruno?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Bruno. Is there any discussion? Adam?
I do not like this motion. I like the way we have always done it. I say keep it simple.
Thank you. Quinn?
Like I said when I made the motion, two-thirds, which is 66.7%, would mean that most of us really agree.
Thanks, Quinn. Benjamin?
I agree with Adam. I say keep it simple, as in simple majority. So I say no to this motion. Do it the way we have always done it. I know my raccoon appreciates consistency.
Thank you, Benjamin. I don't see anyone else who wishes to speak. That means it is time to take a vote. The choice is between changing to substantial unanimity or using simple majority the way we usually do it. And the results of our vote on this will be decided by our usual guideline, simple majority. Sophia? Will you please count the vote for us?
Please raise your hand for feather or claw. How many of us would like to make our final decision on the pet policy using substantial unanimity? To state it another way, 66.7% of us would have to agree on the same thing. Okay, so I see two votes, Quinn and Bruno. How many of us would like to keep the way we have always done it, decided by simple majority? I see five votes, including my own. How many of us are abstaining? Okay, I see two, Molly and Winnie. Thank you. Sarah, the vote shows most of us would like to keep it the way we have it, simple majority.
Thank you, Sophia. Now there is an opportunity for a minority opinion. Our group process is to have up to two of us who voted in the minority give a minority opinion. Quinn or Bruno, you voted in the minority, which was to change the way we decide our final vote. Would you like to tell us anything else that might make us consider changing our vote? I see you both shaking your head. No. Okay. All right. That means we use the original voting results. We will go with simple majority in making our decision today. Thank you, everybody. The next thing to decide is how long each of us can talk during our discussion of the pet policy motion. What I suggest is that we limit speaking time to 2 minutes per member to make sure we all have a chance to speak before anyone talks a second time. Is anyone opposed to that? Go ahead, Leah.
Well, I've been training my pets not to bark for more than 2 minutes, but sometimes they just need to.
Thank you, Leah. You could try training them with a squirt bottle. Quinn?
Point of order. That is off topic, Sarah.
You are right, Quinn. Thank you. Going back to our topic, the reason I suggested this speaking limit guideline, which we have used before, is to make sure we have enough time for all of us to speak. Does anyone have a concern about this? I don't see any hands, so we will take a vote. Molly, will you please count the votes for us?
Yeah, sure, I can do that. All in favor of only having up to 2 minutes per member to make sure we all have a chance to speak before anyone can speak a second time, please vote now. I see seven. Is there anyone opposed to this guideline? I don't see anyone opposed. Is there anyone who would like to abstain? I see two, Winnie and me. Okay, Sarah, the vote was in favor of everyone getting a chance to speak up to 2 minutes before speaking again.
Thank you, Molly. So we will limit sharing time to 2 minutes. Additional comments can be made after everyone has had a chance to speak once. And just a reminder, to keep this meeting safe for all of us, please remember to listen and speak from a space of neutrality, open-mindedness, inclusion, and service coming from love. This will help our group's higher power to guide our discussion. So now we need someone to time shares. Winnie, thank you for volunteering.
You're welcome, Sarah. This will be really fun.
Hi, Sophia. You have something to add?
Yes, I just want to say that in my other meeting, when time is over, the timer just says gentle time.
Thank you, Sophia. I think that's a good idea. Does that work for you, Winnie?
Yes, and I will be careful to not eat too much honey when it gets close to the end of the time.
Thank you for doing this, Winnie.
Now it's time to start discussion about the pet policy change. We are deciding whether or not we want to vote in favor of the new policy, which is to add a new playground. When you're ready to speak, please raise your hand, paw, feather, or claw. Benjamin.
I am a longtime member, and I do not like change. If we change our pet policy, I am afraid former members who want to come back will be shocked and very upset about the amount of toys and cleanup.
Thank you, Benjamin. Adam?
I am confused. I thought everyone shared their toys and cleaned up after themselves, right? I do not see what the big deal is.
Thank you, Adam. Bruno?
I just want to remind everybody that my hamster is very loving and playful and deserves a play wheel.
Thank you. Sophia?
I have parrots. Once I read the playground list and the other playground list, it was really clear that I had found a new home. I finally had a family.
Thank you, Sophia. Leah?
Cats and dogs have toys. Play is a quality that we try to live by in our recovery. Dogs are loyal and give us unconditional play, while cats often play independently and are really good at self-care.
Thank you, everyone. Just a reminder to raise your hand, paw, feather, or claw before speaking. Does anyone who did not speak want to share before we start second shares? Melly?
Thanks, Sarah, but I'm not going to vote because I vote in my Tuesday group.
Thank you, Melly. I'm really glad you said that. We do not have a guideline like that in this group. Anyone who attends our meeting can vote here, so please feel free to participate and vote.
Oh, wow, thank you. I was starting to question why I decided to stay for this meeting.
I think we're all glad we figured that out so we could hear your voice too, Melly. Quinn, go ahead.
I think we should consider that a change would require extra time. My dogs, Gizmo and Mr. Wiggles, need their playtime too. Turtles are usually seen to be so slow to get anything done. And some think that hamsters like Bruno's never stop playing and need more structure. Even though some think snakes do not know how to have fun, do any of us really know if that is true?
Thank you. I think everyone has had a chance to speak once. So does anyone want to speak again? Sophia?
Yeah, I think change can be good. And yes, it can take time and money too. And just so you remember, our donations are used to serve the fellowship and carry the message. Tradition 7 tells us money is a spiritual matter of giving and receiving. I would just like to help make sure my dog has fun on the playground with all of the other pets.
Thank you. Leah. Next.
When you mentioned it would take extra time, for me, giving service is how I move my recovery to the next level. It does not require me to be perfect. It allows me to learn and be more open-minded and inclusive. I try to remember to give my playground service from a place of love.
Thanks, Leah. Adam, go ahead.
There you go again, Leah. Always promoting service. I'm not saying service is a bad thing, but I have a dog and a cat, and together, they really demand too much service for me. The rest of you do not seem to understand that.
Okay, thanks, Adam. But just as a reminder for everyone, the 12th tradition tells us about principles before personalities. Benjamin, did you want to speak again?
Yes, I do not like either choice. I want to propose a different policy.
Thanks, Benjamin, but we do not have the option to propose a different policy. The information we were sent says this is only about choosing to keep the current policy or to change to the new policy, which is to add a new playground.
Okay, then I'm just going to say it one more time. If we change our policy, members who have been here before will be confused about the playground management and may not want to come back. Besides, what we have is the pet policy that our co-founders, Cuddly D and Fluffy C, gave us when they started this program.
Thank you, Benjamin. Leah.
If no one else has anything they want to say, I would like to summarize what we do after we make our decision.
Thanks, Leah. That would be great. But first, does anyone else want to speak a second time? Okay, I see no one. Go ahead, Leah.
From what I learned, after we make our group decision, we will enter our vote, which will be yes, no, or abstain. There will be space to add general comments that explain why we voted the way we did. Also, we can add information about any minority opinion if we want to. This whole process guarantees that all pet groups who fill out the voting form are fully heard.
Thank you, Leah. Sophia?
Yes, thank you for all that information you just gave us, Leah. I love that our group gets to be heard. We do not have to agree. Just listen respectfully with an open mind. There is no need to have a heated debate. In the end, our vote will be our voice.
Thank you both. Does anyone else wish to speak a second time? I guess not. Thank you. It looks like we heard from everyone at least once. I know this is a sensitive topic for many of us, and thank you for listening carefully to both sides. Now it's time to take a vote. Bruno, will you please do the voting part for us?
I would love to. All in favor of adopting the new policy, please raise your hand, paw, feather, or claw. I see Molly, Sophia, and Leah. Thank you. Please lower them. Now, all who want to keep the current policy, please raise your hand, paw, feather, or claw. I see Quinn, Benjamin, Sarah, and me. Thank you. Please lower them. Does anyone abstain from voting? I see Adam and Winnie. That's the story, Sarah.
Winnie, you can lower your claw now.
Oops. Oh, so sorry, Sarah. It's just so difficult to manage the keyboard with honey on my paws. By the way, I'm glad to see that you voted too, Sarah.
Yes, Winnie, I did vote. Thank you for that reminder that in our group business meetings, whoever is chairing also gets the chance to vote. Now, before we finalize our vote, we invite anyone who voted in the minority to speak. Of the three who voted in favor of changing the policy, would any of you like to give minority opinion, especially something that you think we may not have already thought about? Molly?
Yes, I vote in the minority. In this case, I would ask all of us to consider something that was not previously mentioned. All pets have playtime quality. I can learn from. Even if I personally have not played with a turtle or a snake or a pot-bellied pig. I like to remember that a turtle may inspire the patience I need for recovery. A snake may teach me how to quietly slide away from those around me who feel crazy. And a pot-bellied pig playing dirt is not a bad thing. There is so much more I can gain in my personal recovery by opening my consciousness. I ask that those who vote against changing the policy to please think about changing their vote.
Thank you, Molly. Since we allow two minority opinions, would one of the other two who voted in the minority like to speak?
Ruff, I would like to speak.
I'm sorry, Quinn. Only those who voted in the minority get a chance to speak at this time. Seeing no other minority opinions wishing to speak, we practice open-mindedness and give everyone a chance to either change their vote or not. And by the way, after a revote, a minority opinion is not heard again. Adam?
I abstained the first time. Can I vote this time?
Good question, Adam. Yes, you can decide not to abstain again. And to make it clear for all of us, if someone abstains, their vote does not count in the total. That means it is not a yes or a no vote. After a minority opinion is given, we ask if anyone wishes to change their original vote. If anyone does, including those who had abstained, then we do a revote. At that time, everyone may then vote however they wish. The normal practice from this point is to ask if anyone would like to change their vote after hearing a minority opinion from Ali. Even one of us does, then we revote. But because Adam is going to make a change to either yes or no, then we just go ahead and do a revote. And any of us can make a change if we want to. Benjamin, will you please count the revote?
I am very glad to help. So, for the revote, all who are in favor of changing our policy, please raise your hand, paw, feather, or claw. Thank you. We recorded the votes. Next, all who are not in favor of changing our current policy, please vote now. Thank you. We recorded those votes. And finally, are there any abstentions? Thank you. We recorded that. All the votes have now been recorded.
Thank you, everyone. We have made our decision. The vote is now complete. This vote will be submitted online. A reminder that the inclusion of the reasoning of our vote and the possible inclusion of a minority opinion is up to our group conscience for our secretary to include in the vote. Molly, you have something to add?
Yes, please. Tradition 9 meditation tells us to celebrate the things we do well. I'm so glad we were able to disagree without getting into any arguments. I've been at business meeting in other groups where members got angry and left the meeting and never came back. And someone who was new was so upset that they were really traumatized and left crying. It was because some members made things personal. It was really uncomfortable for everyone. And I was worried about this meeting, and I'm very grateful right now. This went so well with no hissing, screeching, growling, or snarling. That is the unity of traditions, one and the gift of practicing personal recovery.
Well said, Millie, and thank you to everyone. Let us actually close then with the Tradition 9 meditation you just referenced, Millie. Winnie, would you like to read that for us, please?
Thanks, Sarah. I just have to finish licking the honey off my paw. There we are. I'm done. Okay, Tradition 9 meditation. Higher power, may I remember that our pet fellowship and its service structure are different from my family of origin. May I be patient and avoid reaching for the honey. The easy way out when I am confronted with a difficult situation. Help me and my group ask for help to keep our meetings safe and recovery oriented. and help us celebrate the things we do right.
Again, thank you, everyone. I just want to say that this was a very positive experience for me. Even though we did not all agree, we can still be together and respect each other. I appreciate all of you.
Thank you so much. A round of applause for our actors. We now have an academy of ACA. So thank you so much, Winnie, Bern, all of the characters. I can't remember all their names. Thank you so much. Wonderful, wonderful job. All righty. This next section is going to be, we are like 5 minutes behind because the video had to be recut and it ended up being more time. That's okay. We're going to make it happen. So for the next, let's give ourselves 10 minutes for Q&A on this. And we are going to stay on for 20 to 30 minutes after the meeting for those that questions can't get answered or they just want to have a social chat. Maybe you want to get an autograph by one of our actors. I don't know. Cause, you're going to lead this and direct the question according to the right person.
Right. I'll do my best. And just a reminder, questions will be timed at 1 minute, an extra 30 seconds, maybe for language difficulties as necessary. And then answers will be limited, please, to 2 minutes. And Ben.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks, Kaz. Quick question. Just quickly, I just want to cheers and thank you to everyone that put that video together. That was delightful. And the script was great. And the audio, the voiceovers are great. It was a really fun way to present something outstanding. So thanks for that. That was really fun. My quick question is, so I was going through the WSO website and I'm going to be making my pitch in an email to the 43 Massachusetts meetings to get involved and everything. And I was hoping to see, I may not have seen it, but I know a lot of the information is in the FAQ, but is there somewhere where there's like a synopsis of here's why we should change the name, bullet point, bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. Here's why we should keep the name the same, bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. I think we should change it because of blah, blah, blah. And so that would just make it easier for me to do a presentation, but I could cobble it together. But that's all. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I will say right off the bat that the historical information about how this whole issue arose addresses a lot of that stuff. But if there's a better location, Sue, could you describe where that might be?
Yeah. So Ben, great question. I would say the summary of about the change of the name is in the 2024 ABC PowerPoint presentation. That's in the name study section. And we have that on the website. We want to provide facts, not any biases one way or the other. So I encourage you to look at that. That's a really good summary. About that. Brad L., who chaired the name study, might have other resources, but the name study website has a lot of information that you're looking for, but the synopsis you're looking for is really in the 2024 ABC. And look at the flyer. We went back in history to see what the names were for us. Look at the flyer. It tells you a lot. And Brad, would you say anything more than that? You can certainly post that website. It's on the PowerPoint, it's on the FGB website, but we're here to make it easy for people.
Yeah, I would say that WSO is purposely not taking an opinion on this, and we're not collecting pros and cons. This is something that group members and groups themselves have to do. This is not a right or wrong math problem. There was the reasoning of why the name study came about, which has to do with a lot of facts that you'll find on there. So I'll post the the link in the chat.
Thanks, Brad. Very good. And back to you, Kaz. And thank you, Ben, for the question. And Katarina's hands up, Kaz.
Yeah, Katarina.
Yeah, hi, my name is Katarina. I'm an adult child from Germany. And I have the stupid questions. The first one I always wanted to ask is, what is the seconding emotion about? Like, what's that? Like, we don't have that kind of thing in Germany.
Okay, so first question. When we do a motion, it usually requires a second. And so a second person to say, yeah, I agree with that motion. And then there's discussion. And then there is, if it's unanimous, then you stop. And then if there needs to be a vote, then a vote is taken, a minority opinion is heard, and possibly a revote happens. It's Mary Jo might be able to elaborate on that, but that's the process that you saw the skit doing. But every group can decide how they want to hold their group conscience. These are just
I'll just poke in very briefly to say.
Before that, Kaz is a facilitator, so Kaz and then Mary Jo.
Kaz? It's a preliminary vote in a way. If a question cannot get a second, that means that nobody else in the room believes that it's important enough to discuss. So it dies right there. If a question gets a second, then it has enough support to at least be discussed by the group as a whole. Pass. Mary Jo.
Mary Jo, over to you.
Now that's what I was going to say. Similar. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mary Jo. And back to you, Kaz. And Mike's got his hand up.
Yes, Mike, of course.
Okay, the question has been asked. And I think it's important to, this will be brief, just to speak directly to it. So in that survey from the town hall, it says, the takeaways from the first survey, how important to you is to have the fellowship name that communicates inclusivity for adult children from all types of dysfunctional families, right? That's why. Did you delay entering the program due to the name? 104 did, right? And for those that delayed because of the name, what was it about the name that delayed your entry? And 80% reported it was the word alcoholics. And the rest, it tells about which way everybody's leaning, whether to change the name or not. But it's important to know the why we're even having this discussion. And that's the why. That's the root of the very, very thing we're voting on. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Sorry for interrupting, Mike. Somebody's got a dog barking. So Mary Jo, can you just mute everybody to make it easy? Because it's going to be too hard to find them. And I'm sorry for that, Mike. Mike, if you can unmute Mike, Mary Jo, or Laura for a second, just so he can finish off. Because I was distracted, Mike, with the dog barking in the background myself.
That's my neighbor. That's my neighbor's dog barking. I apologize.
Oh, it was yours. So I'm confused about your question. Can you restate it? My apologies. And he's muted, guys.
It goes to the very question that was asked about why we're voting, and we directed the gentleman to the webpage or the link. But I wanted to read why out loud so everybody knows the purpose, right? Because we're discussing all the mechanics of how we're supposed to vote on or present a business meeting around this vote. But what is the very thing we're supposed to be voting on and why is just as important as the mechanics. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
And Mike, thank you. And what I heard from you is that I'm not sure what the percentage was, but there were a percentage of people leaving the program or not coming in the program because they didn't feel they were part of the program. Is that correct?
80% of those who felt that way, right? Okay. 1 in 4 delayed, right? And out of those 1 in 4, 80% was because of the word alcoholics, okay. Right? So the whole thing was my understanding, the whole reason why there's a name, a motion to have the name change in the first place was to include more human beings in our program. But by adding the word dysfunctional families or removing a word alcoholic, that way we can it's more inclusive. More people will feel unencumbered to join, maybe. That's the whole point of this, in my understanding. So that's all I got. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you, Mike. You've been heard. And we're almost out of the section, but I'd like to...
Josh, please.
Region 5, Josh, and Kaz, take it away.
Yeah, I think Mike's bringing up a really important point. And I know, as somebody who has done a lot of doing deep dives and developing presentations and trying to, you know, socialize it across groups, sometimes, you know, there's so much detail, you know, you kind of accidentally miss the main thrust. And I think that's what Mike is just like. I'm looking at the fellowship group vote page right now, and there's a lot of good information on here. You know, what is fellowship group voting? Why is it important? Who is voting? What are the groups voting on? But what Mike is, so I'm going to make a suggestion now based on what Mike is laying out. And Mike, let me know if I'm mishearing you, but I'm hearing something that maybe it could be on the scholarship group vote page that could be really helpful, which is, so there's something about why is the fellowship group vote important at all? But I think what Mike is pointing to is, why is this particular issue of the name change important? And that I don't see currently called out on the page. And I think if that were there, that would really help people get like, oh, that's why this matters. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Josh. You've been heard, and we'll take that back and consider, Mike, your suggestion. And thank you so much for that. We're always better when we're together. Okay, the next section, if we're complete here, is Ken is going to say a few words, and then we're going to go into a closing section and a real treat. Brad L. is, I think, going to show you what a voting page would look like. And he's going to talk a little bit about translations in the closing part. But let's go to Ken next. Ken has got up to 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, Ken, and take it away.
Thank you, Sue. And I want to start off by thanking everybody who participated today. It shows the importance of the activity and what we're trying to do. My name is Ken R. I'm a trustee. I'm the audit chair. And some of you may know I'm currently on a leave of absence through December, but I got permission from the board to continue working with this group. It's been a pleasure, and we were given the challenge of creating a voting process in the 24 ABC that we came up with some ideas, but then we went to the groups and we got support from a lot of different people, but especially our West Coast friends and our Northeast friends stepped forward, and we worked together, you know, wordsmithing and developing this. And it's great to see it take on a life of its own, because we're all adult children. We all have our stories, and we all have our experiences. And the thing that I find so attractive about our fellowship is that it's inclusive. We're here for everybody. And, you know, we've all struggled with acceptance and with trusting and those things. But I find in our rooms the harmony and the unity and the inclusion that I'm certainly looking for. And, you know, my background is very much in dysfunctional families and foster homes and things of that nature. And, you know, the value of learning that, you know, perfection is the enemy of good enough. And, you know, as Kaz said early on, we created this to be good enough. We know it's not perfect. We know there's issues. We know there's concerns. You know, early on, to address Josh's comment to Crosstalk, you know, there was a concern that there might be some biases in presentation. So you're right. We may be overcorrected by trying to make sure there's no bias, because people were concerned that we were trying to force a direction. And that's not our intent. Our intent, as Sue said, is just to try to present the facts as best we can. and not leave anything out, but not cover anything up. And that's what we're trying to do. And appreciate the comments, because that means the next, that's why we're doing three town halls. The next town hall, maybe we can do things a little differently and a little better from that aspect. And appreciate the comments and appreciate the criticisms. And as we've all learned, you mean what you say, but you don't have to say it mean. And that's what we're trying to do. And I really applaud everybody. And I applaud the folks taking an hour and a half from a Saturday sitting, listening. And, it's a very exciting time for us. We're in 71 countries. We've got over 2,500 groups. We're trying to create a process that, whether you're in, southern China, northern India, or where else in the world, we're all speaking the same thing, and we're all working the same direction. We have a trustee from Moscow who's a great joy to the organization to help us understand more of the global view. Sue and I both have somewhat of a global background in our business careers, and it's a real challenge to understand. But it all starts here. It all starts with sitting around talking, appreciating, accepting, listening from that aspect. And that's to me, that's the joy. I'm very complimentary of the trustee group, the hours and the dedication that they put in, but of all the people and all the delegates and all the long meetings that we have, the video that we just saw, a group of people work from 10 at night to midnight one day recently, and I was one of those people to try to finalize it, to get it ready for today. And that's, and again, to me, applaud them for the great job, and Mary Jo, great stewardship to help bring it across the line. So pleasure being here, and I've talked enough, but thank you so very much. You take care, folks. Love you all.
Thank you, Ken, so much for that. We're going to be moving over to Kaz, but I see Emeka with a hand up. And can you hold the hand while we go into closing? Or now I see Mary Jo's hand. Kaz, do you want to take 2 minutes? Because I really want to do the closing, and people have been held on. So I'm going to keep going with the closing. Keep your hands up. We're going to come back to you. In the closing, Kaz is going to lead the beginning. And Kaz, I believe you're going to introduce Brad L. because he's going to share something.
Yes, Brad, please go right ahead.
Hi, yes. So what I'm about to show is a preview of when people click on their individual voting links. Okay, so just to refresh, contacts of the group have received the voting links. Delegates of the groups are representatives to the conference from their group. Contacts of their groups are the ones who are receiving the voting links. Delegates can play a great role of encouraging the contacts to share it and hold the group conscious, all the good stuff today. So basically what you're going to get
and
here.
Brad, sorry for interrupting. Could you just make it a little bigger for people?
Okay, it's...
There you go. Thank you.
Okay, so basically what you're going to get today, not the preview stuff, that's just because I'm not using an actual vote, but you're going to have a little bit of an introduction that talks about who's voting and some resources, name study, fellowship group, voting, and conducting a group conscience. The first question is, have you conducted a group conscience to determine how your group would like to vote? If you say no, it's just simply going to redirect you to have a group conscience. So I'm going to choose yes. It's going to ask for the email of the individual completing this form. The reason we're asking for an email is we can't send you a confirmation that you voted if we don't have an address to send to. Then it's going to have the motion to change the functional name of the fellowship to Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families, ACAD, the top choice by the fellowship from the name study. It's going to have a little bit of information on it, that the current name and acronym is Adult Children of Alcoholics, ACA. It talks about substantial unanimity by the group, voting groups, and then it's going to move on to the ABC for the next steps. You'll see yes, no, and abstain. The next box is you can share your thoughts about why your group voted this way, and just like the video, not everybody, it may not be a unanimous vote. There may be those in the minority opinion, and you're welcome to share their thoughts as well. It's really as simple as that. We didn't want it to be complex, so forth. The reason you don't have to put your group number in there is everybody has a unique link. So just by clicking that link, that's your Web 123 or whatever your group is. Lastly, I'll finish up. You can have multiple group consciences and change your mind. If you change your mind, you're going to come back to the page. All your existing stuff is going to be there, how you filled it out the first time, so forth. The one thing that we didn't mention is, since there's three people that have links, I would take a time in your group conscious, choose who's going to be filling it out so you don't run over each other. You can change it as many times as you want until it closes, and then it's final. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
And the one last thing on that is, Monica, if you could just maybe spotlight her for a second, Brad. Monica is the translations TMS coordinator, and she's working with the translation coordinators to translate the voting page. There she is. And she's working with the translation coordinators. We have 72 translation projects going in 36 languages right now that are active. Those translators, we right now have translated German, we've translated Portuguese, and I believe French is on its way. So we will be doing that for those countries and language groups that need it. And they know how to contact us, because they should be part of the literature translations team, and we're constantly communicating there. Thank you, Monica. I just wanted everyone to see you. Thank you. So Brad, did you want to add something to that?
Yeah, thanks for the reminder. I'm just going to share my screen. Because I'm not using a real voting link up here, and it says preview, we're going to be adding those languages early next week. And as languages come in, we're going to be, you're going to have a choice there to choose. It could say Espanol or German or whatever up there, and it'll change, and your vote will absolutely count regardless of the language that you voted. Thanks.
Thank you. And Kaz, do you want to do the town halls and the next things? And then just before the serenity prayer, let's do a check-in and see if Amika needs her question answered before we close the serenity prayer. And if so, we'll take it. And then if not, we'll do the serenity prayer and we'll continue with the questions after, that we're respectful of everyone's time. Over to you, Kaz.
Okay. I can get my screen on my handheld here to
Brad Elkin screen it. Brad,
that would be great.
Bring the agenda back. The next town halls, just to help you, December 6th and January 17th. It will be very similar to this, but we are going to be taking feedback from the questions we're getting in the town halls, from the emails, from the delegates themselves, and we will be incorporating all of that into the future town halls. And we're looking at a possible conflict resolution skit. Our actors, they've caught the acting bug. What can we say? We're going to take a look at it and see.
And just to remind, everything is up for revision, but the process that you have just heard is not going to be revised during this particular vote. Everything will stay the same. We'll analyze it after it's over and future votes may be revised. Now, the material that you've seen, we might revise the skit a little bit. We might revise some text on the website a little bit. But again, nothing substantial now because we're trying not to confuse people. And we only have the three town halls. It's sort of in the middle and then much closer to the end for those who have waited until the end. And after that, I'd say before we go to any complete close, let me ask Amica, do you have a really brief question?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right. You. And cause just a screen share, Brad, just a little above that. We were going to let them know we've done the next town halls and there's the next board meeting with fellowship December 13th. We encourage everyone to come. And cause, do you want to take the conference business meeting?
Sure. Conference business meeting. It's now we have three meetings a year instead of four. And so we had May ABC, we had the September Conference Business Meeting, or CBM, and the next one will be in February, a specific date to be mentioned. And then next year's ABC has already been targeted for May 16 and 17. Again, the conference business meetings are like the old QDMs. They are only for one day. The ABC remains at a two-day event.
Yeah, thank you. And Mary Jo, I'll just recognize you for a minute before Mike. Did you have something to add to what Cause said about the CBM? The ABC is always the third weekend in May, and that's what it is. So is that your question? Otherwise, I'll take Mike.
No, first. I just wanted to think that I think we're looking at the last weekend of January rather than having next CBM in February. But there's not a specific date, so nobody mark your calendars yet.
Okay, so we will wait until we hear, and just so that we recognize, we can't provide you any details from the vote because it ends on January 31st. So, and we'll have 2 weeks to get all the data together. So take that into mind, and you guys let us know, the committees know when the next conference business meeting is. Back to you, Cause, and Mike's got his hand up.
Yeah, Mike, please.
I'm looking for a little clarification on the email I got. It's October 4, 2025 at 11 a.m. Eastern time, but then it also shows another time, October 4, 2025 at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Correct. Are those two separate events?
Live? Yes, just like today, there'll be an early in the day and a later in the day to adjust for time zones. And all three town halls are going to be done exactly the same way. There's an early in the day and a later in the day.
So you keep saying three town halls, but there's two per day. There's actually six town halls. Town halls. Okay,
We'll call it three weekends, six town halls.
Thank you. That way I understand I can go to the later one. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Mike, if you didn't get enough of this, you can come back again at 9 p.m. tonight. This is the way, and we've actually, other town halls, by the way, we've had people who came in the morning and then they came in at night. So it's all good. It's all good. Josh, and then I'm noticing our time, we're out of time, and I'd like to finish with a brief seventh tradition and serenity prayer. Josh, is your question important before we close, or can it be done after?
Yes, I think it's probably good to do now.
Okay, just being respectful of everyone's time. Go ahead.
Yeah, suggestion on the quorum question, since you mentioned that that might be something of consideration for the conference, and the fact that logistically you just mentioned that the next conference business meeting will happen before the close of FGV. The now January CBM might be a great opportunity to get conference input on what that quorum could be. Just logistical note. Thanks.
Thanks, Josh. We'll take all of that into account. We are looking at, we've always been coming back to the CBMs and ABCs. We'll be asking for time, not necessarily for the vote, but we'll be asking for time and giving everyone an update on things. So we'll take all of that into consideration. Great points. So if we move on, seventh tradition, I want to mention this. We are a world service organization and fellowship, and we're dependent on our seventh tradition. Oops, it disappeared on us. Maybe Brad's going to go there. Have you pressed the link, Brad? Yeah, there you go. If you can make it a little bigger for my poor eyes and probably others. Thank you. So seventh tradition, it's really important. You know, in these days we get seventh tradition from individuals, and we get seventh tradition from our meeting groups, our intergroups, and our regions. Please keep considering to add that. We need your support and help. And you can see on the webpage where we're at this month. And that's all I wanted to say, is that we are better together. And I think finally, I would like to say is that a truly creative and healthy organization is one that we can air different points of views and perspectives and do that well. And I loved the skit because it showed us how to do that. And this is a very important decision, and we will have many people with different opinions on it. And we honor all of those opinions, and we will honor tradition too, the group conscience, whatever the decision is. So I just wanted to thank everyone, and remember, we're all in it together. And no difference should cause any harm to anyone. So let's celebrate our differences. On that note, who would like to lead us out with a serenity prayer, ACA serenity prayer, and we'll stop the screen sharing. And Monica, would you like to do that and perhaps do it in Portuguese for us? Are you still with us, Monica?
Hope yes. That's not too much of a surprise for her.
Yeah. We do this all the time in publishing and translations. Would you like to say the ACA Serenity Prayer? You can do it in English or Portuguese.
Okay. Deus, conceda-me serenidade para aceitar as pessoas que eu não posso modificar, coragem para modificar aquela que eu posso, e sabedoria para reconhecer que essa pessoa sou eu. Thank you.
Merci. Thank you so much. And thank each and every one of you for taking this time out on a beautiful Saturday day, I hope, or evening, wherever you may be. Thank you so much. And I see.
Thank you.
We're going to stop the recording, and we're going to hang in for another 20, 30 minutes, and we'll take.